Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Doc Talks podcast with Shane and Cambry.
Let's go!
Okay, we have
a special guest here today. A special guest.
Super special.
You want to introduce our guest of honor?
Our guest of honor of the day is Justin. I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Durazzo!
Of Water Boys.
Waterwell Boys.
Yeah.
Waterwell Boys. Everybody go follow him. You can see what he does for a living.
Yeah, Drill Wells.
Drill Wells. Justin, the reason Cambry brought you here today is to put you under oath. No, you know, you are kind of a neat, one, you're a great human being. So we really like you. I think everybody here, Logan included, behind the computer and all of us really, really like your energy and who you are. But you're doing something that we can only talk about and tell people to do it, right? So you've kind of, career-oriented, have everything going for you, family, kids, job, all the stuff, decided to go out and get your pilot's license and have gotten after it. And there's a lot of people out there that's scary for. Everybody thinks, well, you got to be, 16, 17, 18 to do that, or you got to be retired. And you're neither. Mm-hmm. You're right there in the middle. You're making it work. You're enjoying the journey. And so I thought we would bring you on today and have Cambry and I ask you some questions and you kind of talk about it. But it's just it's something, there's a lot of people out there like you. And a lot of people are just scared to make the jump because mm-hmm. they just think, well, I'm either too old or it's never going to work out or it's too much money or X, Y, Z, all the things.
I think number one is definitely financial, right? Yep. Making that decision and actually committing to it, like not just beating around the bush with it and go fly a couple times. So making that commitment and jumping in, I didn't realize, and that came into my mind first of all, would be that I wish I would have started this younger, right? And that, because I love it so much. But it was just jumping in and going for it. There's no turning back. And for me, it's like, it's this good kind of stress I need in my life, right? Like flying or riding dirt bikes or anything like that. I need good stresses in my life. So this is like a no-brainer for me. It all started with a friend, right? One, you. But ultimately, if we're going to name drop, we'll use just a letter, D.
D.
You meet a guy like that that's so happy and, just easygoing. And like, what does he do? What is the magical concoction that he has going on? And it was flying, right? He loves life. He's living life. And like, I want a little bit of that lemonade. So that was definitely part of it. It's hard to work and to do this. Like, we drill wells. I had to tailor my schedule around flying. So first it was Tuesdays and Thursdays, but then I get moved further away and I'm drilling. And so then I'm taking Wednesdays off. I'm working 4/12s. It's hard. You see everyone else going and they have all this time to study and everything. And I have to work. Like, my day starts at 3:50. I'm off at 6, home by 6:30, and then I'm just prepping for the next day. So it's hard to find time to study and time to fly, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, on that. And I mean, Cambry and I think both can relate to that. Either we see it in everybody else and that. And I'd love to hear what Cambry has to say, but just so you know, none of us have time. Yeah. It may seem like that 16-year-old kid that's coming in to do his whatever rating has time. It may seem like Logan has got time to finish up his stuff. We're all, it seems like not all of us need another 10 hours a day in our day to make it all happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be something you're doing. I mean, rarely do we see a student that can commit to it and say, this is my full-time job mm-hmm. is flying. You know, because when I was doing it, it's like, okay, school. I started in high school. That's, 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, which isn't like the same, but yeah, like school, homework, all that stuff on top of working a job. But I think it just depends on, where you're at. But there's always something going on. It's rarely do you see someone that's like, oh, I can just do flying all day, every day, unless it's your job. But yeah, for sure.
And then you bring up, you know, the what do they call it? What's the saying? The elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You know, finances. And you know, everybody's kind of heard me say it on here, you know, and finances are one of those things that no matter it, well, within reason, if it's something that we want, that we desire, somehow we always make it work in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always use the kid that's got the WRX, and I'm going to assault somebody someday that's got a WRX. wants the loud exhaust on his WRX or the cool wheels or the Momo steering wheel or whatever's cool nowadays, you know, they'll find the way to go and spend $15,000, $20,000 on that car if they want it, you know. Or a computer. You get a gaming computer. Heck, I've seen some of these gaming computers. I watch Logan and you know, some of my kids talk about gaming computers. Some of these gaming computers could be $15,000, $20,000 mm-hmm. by the time you build it up to do whatever. And somehow they can come up with the money to find and do those types of things. And no different than you. Maybe you're, yeah. I'm sure you're making some sacrifices to fly. And in the hopes of long term, either, you know, it's going to be enjoyable or it's going to be, you know, something that you do, you know, as a career or part, whatever that is down the road, you know, we can make some sacrifices, you know, in the household or our day-to-day stuff. You know, if Cambry gave up energy drinks, she could probably start flying the space shuttle.
I would be so rich. I was thinking about that the other day, actually. That's a lot of money.
She's a $7,500 a day energy drink type of a person.
Yeah, it's
here.
Like,
are we
out
talking
of hand.
Like 2, 3, 4?
Like 2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Who? Why are energy drinks so expensive these days? I don't know. Anyways,
people like you.
I know. I'm part of the problem. There. Supply and demand. I'm the demand. Yeah, for sure. I think that you got to make some sacrifices in flight training. What's your take on that?
I don't know if it's so much of a sacrifice as an investment.
Yeah.
For me, like, it's an investment in my sanity, for one. I never thought it was going to be as fun as it was, and I'd love it this much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, go do a disco flight, and you go and you do your discovery flight, and it's like this whole new world's been opened up to mm-hmm. you, right? And it wasn't my first discovery flight. I did it when I was 22, and it just didn't grab me like it did this time. Something about being up in the air and just that freedom you feel, like, you know? And it's hard. I like hard things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want things that are super easy, so... And it's like I'm always constantly trying to learn new things, so this is something that's... it was more difficult, and I had to really work at it, and I'm still having to work at it. And it seems like the more I know, the less I know.
Yep. I know that.
We always say that in aviation. Like, the next certificate or license that we get is just another license to learn. Like, we're continually learning, continually refining our skill set, continually becoming better pilots. We're no different than dirt bike riding or you know, many other things. Like, it's a skill that we can lose, right? It's mm-hmm. a depleting skill. So we're always, you know, it's a knife or it's an axe that we're always cutting wood with, right? If we're not sharpening it, that axe is going to become dull and eventually be useless. And that's the same thing that we do. So we're always out learning. We're always, you know, practicing. You know, the book work, you know, sucks. But, you know, I mean, we kind of get through that. You don't have to really hit the books as much as you think down the road. But you have to fly to keep those skills sharp and to really get after it. And you're still in the exciting phase. So how many, let's kind of give everybody a snapshot of where you're at. So how many hours do you have now, roughly, do you know?
33.5.
Wow, that's like 33.5. Okay, well, there we have it.
I'm a champion. So 33.5.
So have you soloed?
I soloed twice. First time was last Saturday. I just did some pattern work, and then I actually flew up north to north practice area, flew for like 48 minutes, came back, did 3 landings.
How was that?
It was really good. It was beautiful outside. As soon as I got up to about 5,000 feet, it was pretty turbulent up there.
Yeah.
And when you're by yourself, you know, and it's pretty much my first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Landing 3 times and then that was it. But this is like I'd consider Sunday my first solo. And it was a gut check a little bit, you know, you get a little nervous. Turbulence was more than I've felt any time we flew. So it was a gut check. Like, well, what if something did go happen right now? Like, am I prepared for this? So, yeah, it was good, though.
That's awesome.
It was really good. So I liked it.
Oh, you've done some solo. So now you're just really kind of checking off all the boxes that you need to before your check ride. Is that where you're at?
Today we did some ground because it was like 70-mile-per-hour gusts today. So
you didn't want to go out and fly?
Oh, no, it was VFR, though. It was VFR. Was
you probably could have talked ACFI into going fly. I've got one or two that I'm sure would have been willing to go with it. Bad decision makers out there. Maybe somebody would have like, yeah, this is good. I think actually Cambry did a flight plan today just for giggles.
I did, just because I was curious. Winds aloft for a little crazy, but I was like, oh, I wonder how long it'll take to go to Spokane from here in a 152. The four flight wouldn't even let me make the flight plan because I'd be flying backwards, so it wasn't possible. So there's that, but you live and you learn, I guess.
Yeah, on that. So how long have you been... When do you know what your roughly your start date or how long you've been?
Yeah,
going
my
after it?
My disco flight was September 28th.
So did you decide when you did your disco flight? Was that the thing that was going to make you decide whether or not no. you did it, or were you just like, yeah, I'm going to do this?
Oh, man, it was. I don't know what happened. Like all of a sudden, it just popped into my mind.
Yeah,
and it was like this weird fever that came over me, and like this is happening. And then me and D went up and we flew together, and after that, I was like, I'm sold.
That's awesome.
What do I have to do to make this happen and progress forward? So that was mainly the thing. Like, how do I progress this forward in the most economic way I possibly can and the most smooth way, right? When I have a wife, so I had to talk to mm-hmm. her about it. I had to talk to my work about it. I had to do all these things to move this project, which I'm calling it, forward. And, you know, and after talking about to Shane about it, it's like, I can't just fly one day a week.
No, you move
right?
backwards.
That just doesn't yeah. work. So I wanted to fly like 3 days a week, but then that didn't work. And then now it's winter. Mm-hmm. So that throws this whole other ball into it. So now I'm just trying to fly as much as I can while I can and get as much done. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily for the least amount of money, because I want the best experience, right?
Right.
So that's another thing is I'm trying to really slow myself down and just enjoy this whole ride. So that's the big thing.
That's enjoy what it's about. That's what it's about. Everyone gets so caught up in the end goal, but it's like, it's about the journey. It's about the journey. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an expensive journey, okay? And you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's you want to save as much money as you can, right? Mm-hmm. The more money you save during pilot training is going to be the more money you can spend on an airplane, money for renting an airplane, or your next, you know, certificate or license or those types of things. So, you know, I mean, and we talk about finances a lot, I think, on this podcast with all of us. I think we really do, you know, because there's ways that you could spend a lot of money and there's ways that you can do it as affordable as you possibly can. You know, and you're kind of seeing that. I mean, one, we talk about it. Not everybody can fly two or three times a week. They just can't. They financially, sometimes they can't. They just got a million things going on. They're not always, you know, adults, but a lot of them are typically their high school kids that are coming in and they're like, hey, I'm working at wherever and I got $200-$400 this last week, you know, and I'm going to fly one time. That's what I got. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of saving up to do that. And you can do that. And you're kind of seeing that. The more you do it, we talk about muscle memory and sight picture. You know, the more you do it repetitively, the faster that comes to you. And then the cheaper it's going to be because you're going to get there with less hours total. But yeah, it is a neat journey. And, you know, like I said, for everybody out there, there's so many people and coming from me and Cambry or Logan that are all pilots here for years, you know, I mean, Logan's grown up in airplanes, you know, Cambry, you've been flying, you know, with your dad and kind of with everybody forever, as have I, you know, we're not reaching the masses cause I don't remember what it's like to be you, right?
Yeah.
I just don't, you know, and you bring a perspective, you know, we can talk about it, but I mean, you bring a cool perspective of like, hey, I had to talk to, you know, my wife, my spouse about this, you know, mm-hmm. and that was probably a tough conversation because she's like, hey, you could buy me a new car.
It was super easy.
Was
really?
It?
What'd you say?
It just was. I was just honest with her.
Yeah.
And I told her what I wanted to do and she was just fully on board. Like fully supported.
Now she, so. if I'm correct in this, she has some pilots in her family.
Yeah. Her brother's a helicopter pilot. Andy has his private pilot and her dad.
So you're kind of cheated.
Yeah, kind of cheated.
That's not going in just like, oh, okay, this is a cold call. You know, she understands now. Did she fly with any of those guys when she was younger?
I think with her dad probably, but okay. I'm not sure with her brother though. So, yeah.
No, that's all. And that makes it easy, guys. If you have a spouse or a family member that flies, it's much easier to talk them into aviation.
Easier pill to swallow.
Yeah. It's going to be great. No, it's not.
But, when I started, I thought, like, especially when the days got a little shorter, I thought, I'm going to fly for 4-hour blocks as the days are good, you know? 6 hours, I'm just going to fly. It's not a thing, absolutely. You can't fly for 4 hours because you are mentally exhausted after two. Like, absolutely. Especially if you're doing touch and goes. Like, I got, like, a good 7, 8, maybe 10, and I'm tired, like, mentally. Yeah. So I can't go past that.
Do you feel like you're kind of over the hump? Because, like, when you start flight training, I feel like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm so far out of it, that phase of flight, but it's like, do you feel like you're past the hump of where you get so saturated so fast? Like, do you feel like you can go out longer now?
I'm not sure. So my two solo flights were still like, I'm going to land the plane, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I got to do this. I'm by myself now. Like, even though, like, the last couple times, my instructor, who I love dearly,
shout out.
There's the compressor.
What would the podcast be without the compressor kicking on in the middle?
So the last couple times, he didn't say a word to me. He didn't touch the controls. There's nothing said. But there's still that thing in your head. So for me, like, over the hump was, okay, I can do this. Yeah. I can do this on my own. The knowledge part, yes, it's sinking in more. Things aren't happening so fast, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Because for me, everything was happening so rapidly, it was hard for me to grasp what was happening, right? Mm-hmm. Even on the book side. So yeah, everything's starting to slow down, but there's still so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's people don't think, and like, guys ask me at work, like, you already soloed? It hasn't even been that long. Well, it's been a lot of information. There's been, and the instructors are so great. And the interesting thing about that is they're all half my age. I could be their dads. So to go and have all these young guys instruct me, which I don't care. Like, if you have knowledge, I'll come take every bit of it you have. I don't care at all how old you are. So that's been really awesome. And it's just a really cool group of guys and an awesome, like, this little section of culture that I've came into. It's like I'm home, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not the same everywhere. I'm sure you can go to a different flight school. It's going to be completely different. But at No Limits, it's like I found my people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'll say it like this. And me and Cambry and Logan talk about this. Like, yeah, every flight school is different. Absolutely. And there's great ones and there's not so great ones. But what you're feeling at No Limits and what you're going to feel for the rest of your life, it's aviation. It's a big dysfunctional family. You will run into somebody at a grocery store in another state and they'll be a pilot or you'll be a pilot. You'll see a Cessna hat or, you know, something on and you'll ask them. And all of a sudden you're going to have a 35-minute conversation about airplanes. It's literally the long lost cousin of it's just a dysfunctional family that we all are so plain crazy about us, the same thing. Everybody kind of looks at it at this stage of like this flight school, this flight school, that. Like, that's not aviation. Aviation is showing up with your friends to a fly-in, to an air show, to a overnight camping thing, going and getting that $50, $100, $500 hamburger. That's what it is in getting there and just being around people that won't shut up about airplanes and you just not wanting to walk away. You just sit there listening and talking about it. Yeah. I think, you know, Logan's seen that his whole entire life. Like, some of my best friends are people we've met through aviation. You know, Cambry, we talk about it all the time and the opportunities that you've had. You've had so many opportunities that have opened up through aviation on that. And what you're running into, you know, I'd love to say that it's No Limits. It's not. It's it's just aviation.
Well, I will say I feel like No Limits is a good kind of miniature version of the aviation community. I think our flight school does, like, the way that we have relationships with each other at the flight school, I think, is a good example of how the community is as a whole. And I think a lot of times you won't find those at the more, you know, black and white, straight and narrow as a narrow flight school, because it's more of like a, you know, check the boxes, go home, no one hangs out, whatever.
And they've never had the experiences, probably, because they're so new.
Right. But I think that No Limits is a good kind of example of what the aviation community is as a whole. So,
Yeah, on that.
Well, I've found my people nonetheless.
So what are your plans? What's your goal?
I don't know yet. I've ever... Like right now, honestly, it's looking at every plane I can see.
Yeah.
And I'm just constantly hunting. I don't know what I'm looking for because I think Shane mentioned before, like, it changes. I think right now it's like a Lear 24. I don't even know.
It's just, whatever's cheap on Marketplace that
that's
night.
Exactly. I know it.
I don't know. I want to go do some backwoods camping. I want to go do some fly fishing. I know I can't drill forever, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard, and there's a lot of young guys biting at the bit, and I won't be able to do it forever, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 47. Like, I don't know if I want to drill when I'm 55.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that was a talk I had with Shane is like, you know, what are the opportunities? And there's opportunities out there. It's just going to come up to me, right? Mm-hmm. How hard I push myself, how far I go will be how far I want to go. So maybe eventually, you know, earning a living in aviation. But right now it's just having fun. Like, I just want to have as much fun as I can and enjoy this life. Like, I don't just want to work myself to death and just be a slave to myself, right? Mm-hmm. I want to go have fun. I want to fly planes. I'm going to ride dirt bikes. And I'm going to meet great people. And, you know, especially being around all these kids, like, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun to be around them, to hear them, and to interject a little bit of older guy into their lives.
No, there's a lot to that. And I think that's the greatest thing and what you want to hear from everybody. That's not, you know, in today's day and age, all we hear from all these young people is they want to go to the airlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are missing out on, you know, I say this, Camry's the exception to the rule. She realizes how fun, and she had some opportunities, and she went out of her way to go to Alaska and get her seaplane rating. And fly. She's got a friend, I forget his name, but she, you know, I hear you guys hear the stories about flying, you know, dogs that need to be moved around in 185s and camping on grass strips and all of the trials and tribulations that come with all that stuff. But typically, you know, her or Logan, that 20 to 8-year-old person is like, I got to get my hours in. I've got to train you. I've got to do it so fast so I can go to the airlines. It's not, oh, I want to go do a tailwheel. I want to go do float plane training. Yeah. I want to do that type of stuff. They've never had that experience. Well, they don't understand, like, you think the most fun you can have is flying around a Cessna 172, like, but it's not. Like, there's so much more to aviation than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I got into it, it was like airlines or bust, and then I started getting into the more of like the niche areas of flying. I was like, this is the most fun I could have. Like, it's to the point where the other day I thought about how I might have to go to the airline someday to pay my loan off, and I literally cried about it. Like, who cries about having to go to the airlines?
Cambry all the time.
Apparently me. But, yeah, I just think, nice. I think it's just that perspective change makes it a little bit more fun, though. Aviation.
All right, so if you could be anywhere, right, flying anything, anywhere, where would you be?
I love where I'm at now. I love where I'm at right now.
Perfect.
Right here, flying the Beaver. Don't say anything because I know what you're gonna say. I'm not leaving.
And this is the tough thing. We'll talk about it. We're not picking on Cameron here. But no. I think this should be talked about. Like, there are some phenomenal opportunities in aviation that are not only airline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a mutual friend forwarded. This is kind of where it came back from, and I've been giving Cambry a hard time about it. And I won't do it on the podcast here, but it is something to think about, and it made you think. Like,
she
got a job listing from our friend D. Actually,
D's the instigator for everybody.
Oh, D.
So, and she came and talked to me about it, and you know, and D actually, before he sent it to her, called me.
No, he did not.
We talked about it. So,
oh my gosh,
and she didn't know that side.
Okay,
of it.
We're gonna have a chat after the podcast.
But we talked about it. I think we talked about it at CrossFit.
I can't believe you.
But I knew about it before she brought it to me. But I said, no, you got to send it. And it was an offer that's almost too good to be true. And there we got into, do I apply for this job? Because the money was way more than what we could pay, right?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy money.
It's crazy money. And I'm like,
how can you not try for crazy money?
That's what I said. I said, listen, I said, I would, if I didn't have all the responsibilities I had, I would go for that kind of money. Like, you have to apply. And in Cambry's, you know, defense, like, she got the job. Like, as soon as she got that thing in her email, like, she got the job. And it's like, and maybe she's going to get the job offer. We don't know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You were not wanting to do it because you were like, I've already got the job if I apply for this job.
Oh, in my head. I was
in your head,
the
you were spending the money already. I mean,
you were a champion.
She had a carbon cup. She had that Lear 24.
I paid off my loans.
She paid off her loans. She did it all. And there's a lot of people out there that want those types of jobs, mm-hmm. do the niche jobs. So, I mean, and she, we talk about all the time, you know, just like Logan, the experiences that they have at their age, like, they're going to get opportunities that me and you will never right? They just, because of their age and having access to Beavers and Beach-18s and tailwheels and all these cool airplanes that they fly. And there are not a lot of people that are 20 years old like these guys that have that ability, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to get the job offer and you're going to take it or you're not going to take it, but you know, you always apply for it, right? At the end of the day, you don't have the regret of not applying for the job. Send the resume. She updated her resume. She sent it in, and maybe she'll hear back. Maybe she won't. She actually even called the people to ask some questions and do some stuff like that. So, but it, you know, like you say, it's something that me or you would want to do. You know,
it's
fun. Like who doesn't want to go fly a Beaver in Alaska? Like everybody.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, people that love aviation, that's the end. That's the win. You know, if I could do that at retirement, like that's it.
You know,
I get to fly them at the dock, but you know, I get to fly in circles for 10 hours a day. But no, it is fun. But you know, it's like you say, there's a lot of opportunity, and you never know where it's going to go. You know, for you, and she's got other opportunities as well. You're fighting age. You know, you're kind of the exception of the rule. You're fighting too young of an age and too many hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't,
and too much opportunity. You know,
don't take that for granted.
But and Logan's kind of the same. You know, he's right there at an age that, you know, he's got all the hours and all the stuff, but you know, he can't. They're not taking him because of his age yet. So they got a couple more years that they'll plug away and get their ATPs and go from there.
See, I'm at the other end. Probably won't take someone like me because I'm too old.
You're young.
you're super young.
You're
in aviation.
Aged.
You're super young. And, you know, a lot of people think that, like, well, maybe I'm not going to get hired at the airlines or I'm not going to go here. There's so many opportunities, and maybe the airlines aren't where you're going to want to end up. You know, maybe it's going to want to be at the, I guess I should be looking over here rather than there. I'm kind of split, look down the middle, cross-eyed. But, you know, I mean, maybe you're going to want to fly a charter. Maybe you're going to find somebody that owns their own jet that you're going to be on, you know, getting paid a salary to fly 6 or 7 or 8 days a month, you know?
Well, I was just figuring when Cambry left, I'd slide into her spot.
Yeah. I mean, apparently
so
she's,
does everybody else, apparently.
She's leaving, but we're just going to,
Shane,
you and Logan
Shane
can be on.
Shane already put the job up. I'm like, shut up, I'm not leaving, but whatever. You can have my job when I leave.
Let me know.
Well, she's gone, so we'll start training you.
I got a lot of work to do, so.
So, like, do you want to go airlines? Like, what do you want to do? No.
Right
okay.
now, I just want to have fun. My main goals right now is just to finish my PPL, get my tailwheel, and then, because I really want to go fly the Bushmaster really bad.
Yes.
Like, I think that's the most beautiful plane.
It's so fun.
It is such a pretty plane. And then I want to get my instruments and just kind of cruise from there and see what happens. Like, I'm not going to rush anything, and I'm just going to kind of go with it. I can't wait for summer. Yep. Like,
that makes three
I'm
of us.
Really excited but about that.
Like we talked about the other day, you know, don't think, you know, what winter is still one of the best times to start doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as you get done, you did your written.
Yeah.
Because you soloed.
Yeah,
so
it's
what
on
did
the
we get?
Slideshow.
Do we have to talk about that?
I know off the top of my head.
Okay, so I didn't want to do too well, so I figured I'd leave a little on the table. I got a 72 out of, I could miss 70, so, you know, I figured if I started down here, there's nowhere to end. Way up here.
And to be honest with you, in your defense, you definitely, you know, there's different like A, B, C, D, E, F, Z teams for flight instructors, and yours is more towards the bottom end, your flight instructor, and who's been, you know, helping you. I know there's
both
a couple guys that have helped you, and they're like, they're definitely F through the end of the alphabet team. They're definitely not the A or the B team. They're not even bench warmers. They're not even suited up. They're still in the locker room cleaning up. But if, you know, if somebody breaks a leg, enough of people get hurt, they're going to bring them out.
They're listening and just
I know. Honestly, there's no one to blame but me. Like, I really didn't study that hard, and I was like, I'm just going to go take it. And I mean, I'm not going to say, but there's quite a few tests I've taken I haven't studied for.
Yeah.
So this isn't one of them. So if you're out there and you're going to go take your written for your PPL, just go study because there's a lot going on.
Justin.
Yes.
Do you have any other advice for pilots in your shoes?
In my shoes.
Per se?
I'm trying to think. You know, make sure that you really like your instructor. Like, go fly with a couple different people. Make sure you mesh, like, that someone you have some type of chemistry with. And I'm not talking about kissing, but make sure you have chemistry, you know? And make sure it just works. Like, me and my instructor were polar opposites, but it's kind of like peanut butter and jelly, you know?
Yin
like,
yang.
We work, yeah. It really, like, sweet and sour.
Yeah.
We see how well it works with 72. We see how well it works with 72.
But it worked nonetheless.
Yeah, it you know? I mean, it got so, you across the finish line.
I'm in the game.
That's right.
So
that's
it
right.
might not help me on my check ride on my oral, but
yeah,
we'll work that out.
No, I will say this. You know, we've got two young people here mm-hmm. on this in the room, and then you've got me and you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That are closer to age as well. These guys have been in school. They've been used to studying and doing that type of stuff. Me and you, the random tests we've got to take for careers or those types of things, I've had to do the same thing over and over again. You know, you could kind of muster it together for a few days or a week or a week and a half to study for something and kind of get it done. But the private pilot stuff is a little bit different because, one, it is a government test, so you have multiple choice and there's typically two correct answers. And you do have to put some time in because it's not anything that you can guess your way through because most of it's a foreign language to you if you don't pay attention. You know, these guys are used to reading books. I know Logan just got done with his finals.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Passed some classes.
He about passed.
What's up, brother?
And I mean, you know, Cambry's just so lazy that she dropped out and didn't do anything this semester.
They called me today.
Did they call you?
Did they want their money?
I didn't answer.
I got to take another fitness class. Click. We're not going to answer that one. No, but it is, it's different. You know, you get a decade out of school. It's hard to go back. With especially family, you know, work and all the other stuff and sit down and dedicate a couple hours a night to that. And Camry, just me and you are both in that camera. So when you yawn, when I'm talking, you probably want to wait for your yawn.
Oh, I'm gonna hold it back.
Are you yawning?
Yeah.
I'm so boring. She's just
can
over
we cut
yawning.
That out?
Yeah, AI's coming out.
My bad. Keep proceed.
Am I boring you?
I think I was talking, so I think it's me. But no, that's something for everybody to kind of think about of, you know, if you're a little bit older, the skill set may come to you, the fundamentals of it may come faster just because of experiences of, you know, riding motorcycles, I think helps, running equipment helps, fine motor skills with your fingers, those types of things, you know, we do well at, but the studying side of it sometimes for some people is not the easiest thing for us. So we kind of look at that and go from there.
It's all the acronyms, bud.
Yeah, I'm not a big acronym.
Acronym heavy. If you guys go PPL, just FYI.
Yeah. Do you know any
give
acronyms?
Give me Aero.
Right now.
Yeah, we'll just call you out because then we could really go after your flight.
So Aero's everything I need on my plane as far as all my certificates and stuff. Worthiness.
Okay. Good.
My registration. Yep. A radio license if you're traveling abroad, but not in Canada and Mexico, right?
You technically need it when you cross the border out of the U.S.
Really? I thought you didn't technically have to have it.
If we're going to technically, okay. Nobody in Canada or Mexico is going to ask for a radio license.
All right, then you might not need it, but just as you do.
Don't throw me under the bus. Listen, full disclosure.
Let's throw your flight instructor under
the bus. You might not need it, but you need it. Okay, where were we?
Radio license? O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's. My operational...
You got it. Limitations.
Limitations, and then weight and balance.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, lots of acronyms.
I know.
And you know, I am glad, just because we would have thrown you under the bus. Yeah. You didn't throw out a tomato flames. We would have went down that rabbit hole, and
I didn't say anything. That's
yeah,
why.
No, you stick with arrow. You can pull it out. You can fumble your way through.
Be quiet.
Kind of go from there. Yeah, but we will as we're giving a pink slip to your flight instructor tomorrow because
it's failing.
Failing a little bit. We'll appreciate and look back on this podcast going from there. No, that is neat. And you know, I think I talked about it in the last podcast before. You know, I love that you do it because I do it and it's the same mentality I have. And I think Logan does it. Logan sends me stuff on Marketplace all the time, as does Cambry. Like, hey, I just saw this, you know, beat up Starduster. It's $6,000. Like, should we buy this? Like, no.
I saw one today. I almost sent you.
Yeah. But you find those deals, you know, you're looking for a good deal. Like, hey, does this make any sense? You know, can I fly it? And, you know, kind of go from there. And there's a lot, you know, we should someday we'll do a podcast on how affordable aviation can be. Because we talk about finances and we always make it like, oh, it's so much money. But there's who's the guy, Logan, do you know, is it Airplane Repair, Airplane Rescue or something? There's a YouTube channel out there that this guy takes like derelicts that are around airports. And I've bought a lot of derelicts and fixes them up and does a YouTube channel.
Does it go and they like fly them back?
Yeah. So he'll get them done. Rebuild Rescue. Yeah. There you go. And he does it. And I've watched his channel and he does some cool stuff. I mean, he's got a full massive shop now and kind of all this stuff. It's not, but there's a lot of Rebuild Rescues. There's a lot of little airplanes that we can pick up for $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And fix up and fly, you know. You know, Logan bought the Bushmaster for not much more than that. And Cambry says it's one of the best airplanes she's ever flown.
I want to fly it.
Yeah, I mean, and it is. It's that good of an airplane. So sometimes you just come across a phenomenal deal. I think my first Navion that I bought, I think it was like $11,000.
Dang,
it you know, cost a lot more than that by the time I was done. Yeah. You know, I mean, that was the entry point, and it was just about a flying airplane. So, you know, you can get them and fix them up as you go, you know, and I'm that type of guy. I like the cars. I like, you know, projects, and I like to do that, you know, but it is fun to do that on an airplane.
For me, it's like part of the dream, right? Like you get to build this dream in your mind and then going out and create it in real life, right? No matter what it is, if it's a 150 on floats or whatever your dream may be. And we can get into that more if you want. But
that dream's dead. I'm over it.
Is it really?
It's dead.
Killed it?
Like if you saw a picture of that right now, just sitting in the Colorado River.
Well, you just kept shitting on it so hard. Eventually, just
whoa. It's a bad airplane. I got thrown under the bus. Jeez. No, I'm too fat to take a 150 on floats. Like, for Cambry, it'd probably be a perfect airplane.
I want to go sit in that one you guys have there still. I haven't done it.
It's right. It's out there right
now
waiting for you.
I
want to
do it, but
go
just
fly it. There it is. There's a picture of it right there. Thank you.
Logan. Want that. Okay, yeah, I want
it. You should just change your mind. Go figure.
We got to give a shout out to JoJo. Someday, JoJo. She's going to buy that from you.
I'm going to buy it. I hope it's still online, JoJo. Boy,
does it have the 320 in it?
It's got it's 0320. Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
It's everything you've ever wanted.
It literally is.
You know, he would be a great guy to have on the podcast, JoJo. He comes from a lineage, JoJo Chablial, Joe Chablial. He's out of Colorado River, Kingman, yeah. But his family's been there forever. They've done, you know, training. They've got a Beach 18 on floats.
Oh, nice.
He has a Beach 18. But yeah, they were into Navions, just super cool airplanes. You know, he likes all the cool stuff. He's a pilot's pilot and does that. But and I don't know. I think that was a customer's airplane or he built it.
No, it's his. That's what he was using to train in.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I called him.
Yeah, she calls him all the time. she starts drinking and then just starts calling JoJo. You still have my airplane? Can I come down to look at it? Send me a new picture.
Literally. I need to text him about that anyways.
So, but that's what's fun is, you know, we can have dream airplanes that are unattainable, mm-hmm. and then we can have dream airplanes that are attainable that we can find. And then sometimes we run into, you know, and I'll use the Bushmaster as a great example. All of a sudden, a dream airplane for so many people comes out there and you get an opportunity to buy it like Logan did here. And he's actually has a partner in it. You partnered with D. We brought
D's
up,
so like the
dropping D today.
Dropping a lot of D.
But, you know, I mean, they bought this airplane for you know, what they gave full asking price, what the owner wanted. And you don't know a whole lot about, I knew a lot about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So growing up in Alaska, I knew what a Bushmaster was.
Can you explain to everyone what it exactly is?
Yeah. A Bushmaster is a PA-20 or a PA-22. So it's a certified aircraft. Okay. That a guy in Alaska took, and he was an outfitter. He had a hunting camp or lodge or something. And he stretched this thing 24 inches in the fuselage. Okay. So he stretched the airplane so it's larger, and then he added a bunch to the wing. So the ours has about 6 foot more wing on it. It's got almost a 36 inch stretch in the fuselage. If you park it next to, we have big gear. It's 6 over 3, 3 up, 6 out gear. It's almost the size of a 180. I mean, it's an early 180. It's a big airplane. You know, it's a 4-seater. But it went experimental. There used to be STCs to do it. Those people were they wanted to build the airplane for you if you didn't allow them to build the airplane. There was one in Canada, and it's like everything else in aviation. There's a story, a colorful story behind it. You talk to the people in Canada, or you talk to the people in Alaska that originally had it. Now the son has it of the guy that originally had it, because I think he passed away. But these guys from Canada came up to go hunting, and his dad flew them in this thing, and they wanted one, and the dad wouldn't build them one. Or they wanted to build it themselves, and the dad wouldn't give them the paperwork to do it. So then they set up their own STC to do it and got certified from the FAA. So then they had it, and then the dad had it, and neither one of them, you know, did a lot together. But they were doing the exact same thing, you know, and that's a lot of the problems. And we see it in the Navion community. The Navion community is the worst of people that want to have their hands on it. And then it's just like, no, tell everybody how to do it so we make everything better. You know, we're dealing with an 80-plus-year-old airplane. This is dumb. But the Pacer is just that. So the Pacer is a cool airplane. It's a 4-seat. You know, they have a Tri-Pacer, which is a nose-wheeled airplane. You either love it or hate it. I think it's a pretty ugly airplane on the nose wheel. just a straight Pacer, which is a tail-wheel airplane. But 4-seater, pretty capable tube and fabric, short-wing Piper. Had flaps on it. But you put a big engine on it, you know. Ours has a 180 horse Lycoming 0360 on it. Some of them have 540s on it. I've seen 520s, Continental 520s. They become monsters. You know, so it just performs really well. It'll, when you do all the Alaska mods to it and all the stuff, it'll, you know, we like to say that the airplane always will outperform us. It's like a dirt bike, right?
Yeah.
Or a street bike.
Yeah, I'll never be good enough.
I knew people that would go out and take this street bike or a dirt bike or Harley or whatever and do all the performance mods and, you know, new suspension and tires and all the different stuff on it to make that happen. And at the end of the day, they're not capable of riding to what that will get to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go and do that, then you have those issues and you just can't ride that. But, you know, so... The airplane always will typically fly, will outperform the pilot skill, I guess is the best way
to say that.
You know, we run into that all the time. And we see it in float planes. We see it in backcountry planes. You know, most of us are never going to be that 1% of pilot that is good enough to take an airplane to the feathered edge is in Bob Hoover's terms, if you want to say it that way.
Landing on 100-foot sandbars.
Yeah. I mean, and you could get better and you could refine those skills. And that's what we're always trying to do. Right, push it without, you know, wrecking or bending something. So, but that's what a Bushmaster is. But you know, you find this airplane and then you go fly it and you just are like, wow, it's better than everything that I've ever read, because I'd never flown one. It performs amazing. It takes off and climbs like a monster. It does all these types of things.
Yeah, we were supposed to go up in it today, but D wasn't around and it was windy, so I get it, D.
Wait, oh, you were gonna go fly the Bushmaster today?
Well, we talked about it last week, but you know. Winds and
you haven't been up in the Bushmaster yet?
I haven't yet. No.
What'd you do your discovery flight with Ian?
180.
Oh yeah.
I haven't been out of it.
Wait, the 180? Yeah. Oh, the Cherokee one? Oh shoot.
I know.
That's all you've flown.
Yeah. Well, I flew the Musketeer one time because the 180 was busy.
Oh.
So
that, what do you think of the Musketeer though?
It was easier to land.
That's good.
That was about it. It was slow.
Which one was slow?
The Musketeer.
Oh yeah.
It was slow. And not like I want to go fast. I want to go fast, yeah.
So you got in the Cherokee. That's what you do to go fast. That is right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, find the airplanes. Keep looking for those airplanes. Keep sending.
Oh, I will.
Keep doing that type of stuff. That's what we want, you know, to do and to pick that out and kind of go from there. Yeah. But so moving forward, you can get your pilot's license as a 40-something-year-old male or female.
47.
With some kids.
Yes.
With the wife.
What do your kids think of
job?
It? Are they excited?
Not really.
What?
No, I mean, no, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't think it's cool or anything?
No, not yet. They probably will, but not yet.
Wait till you take them flying. I know. I'm sure they'll come around.
Just not yet, but yeah, I'm sure they will. Well, I'll have to drop them off with some of the boys for the Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday ground school.
That's right. The YAP, Youth Aviation Program. There we freaking go.
I know.
Are you going to get your CFIs?
Yeah, I think so. I think I definitely will. And I'll do what you said, do both of them at the same time. CFI 1 and 2, right back to back.
CFI and double I?
Yeah.
1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Are you going to do number 3? MEI? Multi-engine instructor?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to do my multi-engine first, wouldn't I? So, no, I got stuff to do. So
you're going to get, you want your tailwheel. Yeah. Come spring.
Hopefully before spring. But I don't know. I don't see how it all works out, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've looked outside lately. I know. 40s and 50s in North Idaho. And
50s and 70s winds.
Well, me,
so.
I was kind of hoping that I would finish my PPL before probably mid-January. I was hoping.
But you should. That's about right.
That's a month.
Yeah. So
you got it.
That's what I'm hoping. And then, yeah, tailwheel and then instruments. And then from there, it's just... I don't know. I have no idea.
Everything moves really fast after private and instrument.
I know. I just want to enjoy the whole thing, right? I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, yeah. So the way you are with your personality, the one thing you could look at it two ways. Right? It'll be golden handcuffs. I use that term in construction.
Golden handcuffs.
Use it for use. What you need to do, okay, if you take any advice away from this, what you need to do is stay far, 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 far away from seaplane flying. For as long as you can.
Oh, you are so cooked.
I doubt it.
It's
doubt
like
it.
Heroin.
You are so cooked.
I was already planning. Like, as soon as I get my commercial, I'm going to go do my seaplane.
He's screwed. You're going to have to hire him. You're going to have to hire him.
So, we're not going to get away from that.
Start
bud.
Thinking of a sob story and tell him you work for free, and he'll hire you.
Yeah.
It worked for me.
No one else would talk to me. Please hire me.
Yeah, it's, we kind of laugh and go from there. But no, I would honestly say, and most people that get their seaplane flying that has time, like, it is seriously the most fun you can have in aviation, I think. You know, I mean, backcountry stuff is awesome. Tailwheel stuff's awesome. You know, even King Air stuff is awesome.
It's all awesome.
Yeah, I'm
in. Cambry takes you through a, you know, thundercloud with ice and lightning. But
then
whatever.
It's really fun.
I want to go up in a T-28. That's kind of on the
good.
Forecast.
Yeah, and I think we know somebody that's going to make that happen for
yeah.
you. I'm looking forward to recording that flight.
There'll even be a CFIS by then. So
yeah, so he'll be able to get your sport pilot's ticket.
Shout out.
No, it is fun. You know, I mean, Logan's getting towards the end of his
training
career. Training here. You know, he's just, you know, he'll get spun up this summer in the... in the Beaver for sure and start getting after the Beach 18 and get his seaplane ratings here in the next couple months and be doing that. He needs to finish up his CFIs, but you know, he'll go and kind of do that and make that happen. And it's just that journey. It's like you say, it really is a journey. Enjoy that. Cause there's going to come a point in time that you have everything. And then you got to kind of figure out how do I give back?
Yeah.
You know what? It's done stuff for you. It's going to do stuff. Your wife's going to love it. You guys are going to be able to go fly places and do stuff and have fun and you know, camp out overnight or go somewhere to a concert or, you know, any of those types of things. But then you start looking at the other way. Like, okay, what can I do and how do I give back? You know, and you get people like Don. Everybody met Pilot Don on here. You know, I mean, he's giving back by doing training. He's still doing what he loves. You know, seaplanes ruined him. You know, he'll be the first to tell you. You know what I mean? That's all he wants to do is fly seaplanes.
I talked to Captain Don about doing my tailwheel, so.
Good.
Yeah.
That's so
awesome. You're on mid-January.
I'm on his radar right now.
Okay, yeah.
I said, don't forget this hair. Like, no, coming back.
He won't forget the hair. Yeah, so anything else you've got? So you're... We should talk about this. You know, we do have financing, but you're kind of paying as you go, and it's working out, and you're making it happen and kind of go from there. And everybody kind of made some sacrifice for you, and you're putting in extra work at work. And
yeah, so it just worked out. Luckily, like everything just fell aligned right into place for this to happen. It just worked out. Like, I'm really lucky. I'm fortunate, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it worked out. You know, there's other people like I've met that have sold everything, and they're not quite as old as me, but they're doing it, man.
Yeah.
But it's their full-time job right now, right? So, and that's really rad too. If you can do that, then awesome. Unfortunately, I still have to go to work. Like, I love where I work, and there's a really awesome core group of guys there. So, like, it's hard. So yeah, I want to be there. I want to fly. Yeah, I want it all.
No, and that's, I mean, that's absolutely what, you know, what it should be about. That's what we're all doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to get there and make it work. And financially, you're making it work and kind of going from there. So that's neat that, you know, you're surrounded with people like that, that are, you know, willing to help you help yourself on, you know, this journey and kind of going from there. Especially with, you know, with your wife and everything else. I mean, big shout out to her. I don't think you haven't even taken her up yet.
Not yet. I will.
I've seen your CFI, so that's probably, I mean, Cambry or Logan.
I think when I do it, I want to do it, right?
Do you?
Yeah, I want to take her up, you know? So, and that'd be a matter of time. So I had a question for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
On air or off?
On air.
On the air.
On air.
Oh, no, here we
so
go.
I
for
heard,
me or Cambry?
No, for you.
Okay.
Oh, you too. I heard one of your instructors was doing CrossFit. How's that going?
Oh. Oh. So, yeah, me and you met, you know, we should talk about this a little bit. You know, being a healthy pilot keeps you in the air for a lot longer. You know, you don't realize kind of what some physical fitness does for a man or a woman. You know, when you're Logan and Cambry's age, it's not that important. But when you get to our age, like,
important.
Hey, it is important. So we met at CrossFit.
That's where we met.
And we did convince... and we D again, boy, it's
D did it.
Deal.
D got me there.
D got you there. And
D, he's like,
D,
you look a little fat and I like you. Why don't you come to CrossFit?
You're gonna die young. Yeah. And so he got Bodie, one of the CFIs to go. He's a young man,
very attractive.
Physically fit. He's a strong, he's like a bull.
Yeah.
Bull in a china shop. Is that what they say?
Yeah, I would say a china shop.
Yeah, bull in a china shop is Bodie. We like to call him Brody, but nickname Brody. A hell of a CFI. He's taught Logan a couple things. And like you, Logan scored really low on his written.
No.
And, you know, just kind of mediocre pilot. But, you know, I mean, Bodie's got...
to grow, bro.
Yeah, he's headed to... No, we give him hard time. He's actually doing really good. He started with us. He had I had another CFI that's no longer with us that was doing everything for him. He was a friend there and did all his training with us. Now he's up to 1,300 hours.
Yeah,
1350.
He's up there.
Oh, wow.
He's in the pilot development program or the Horizon Cadet program.
Something.
He got a little bit of money back. To help him out along the way for that. And he works his butt off as best he can with as mediocre of CFI as he is.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Bodie, for showing up every morning at 5.
Yeah. Well, so most mornings.
Let's say most.
Not every morning does Bodie show up at 5. You know, occasionally sleeping in is more important.
He was just feeling lazy.
That's what he said. He was pretty upset, you know, with me by calling him out on it. So, yeah, Bodie missed a CrossFit day.
Don't miss, Bodie.
I mean, apparently Saturdays and Sundays aren't enough days off for him. He needs a day off in the middle of the week, too, just to keep that going. But, no, Bodie is great. He did CrossFit. And then you're training with Merritt.
Yeah.
And those two are kind of like polar opposites.
Yeah. Polar opposites. I love them both, though.
Yeah, they both. And I think you've learned something from both of them.
I have.
Me and Cambry talk about this all the time, and Logan as well. Like, not every CFI is perfect for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're going to learn something from a Bodie or a Merritt or a Cambry or, you know, a Logan or a me asking you questions, teaching you something, showing you something, right? I'm pretty good at showing people how to, you know, fly an airplane. I'm not very good at the books.
I don't know. He got you the other day.
He did get me the other day, but I'll tell you where he did really save me. And it just took two conversations were my landings.
Yeah.
He really did. So it's funny. It's like you go out there and you're trying so hard. And honestly, landing had to be the hardest thing for me by far. It was the hardest thing I did the whole time. Like, it was harder than test. But just one conversation with Shane, and it really brought it home to me. And just so I now, like when I'm landing, I verbally talk out every step I'm doing, because when I'm doing that, I'm concentrating on exactly what I'm doing and not what I have to do, right? Mm-hmm. It's these small steps. Like, how do you eat an elephant, right? You eat it one bite at a time. Because if you look at the whole elephant, you'll never get it all down. Yeah. So just one step at a time for me, and it just changed everything.
That's awesome.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but on the wall behind my table that we all sit around it and chew the fat,
yeah,
there is a sign up there. It says $1 for a flight lesson, $50 for a lesson on how to land. Oh. So always remember that
I
landing
money,
part
bud.
Is way harder than the takeoff part, than the flying part, you know. And for everybody, we've all been there. You know, sometimes it's a sight picture, sometimes it's the flare, not understanding how high you are or how high you're not. You know, Gabriel mm-hmm. called me out. I had a horrible landing in the seaplane the last time me and her went flying. You know, and I talk about it. You know, we all want to be perfect at what we do every time, and seldom are we that. But it'll come around, and then it clicks, and then it gets easier and easier. You know, and Logan's at that point in time, you know, he's finishing up one final check ride here that's been bumped for the last 6 months, it seems like.
Yeah. Is it commercial? Nice.
Yeah, buddy.
So for no reason other than, you know, just weather and everything that's come up, you know. So, you know, but you get ready for it and you're ready to go. He can fly it and he can do it every time. But then you got to stay current. He goes out, you know, once or twice a week and just staying sharp on those mm-hmm. maneuvers so he can go out and do it. And it's kind of the same thing you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, your next step is instrument. And that's, I would argue, one of the easier ratings that you can get out there. But, you know, who knows? And there's Cambry. She's got 4 to do this summer.
You got 4?
All 4 ATPs.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be a good
And
one.
I've heard her doing some instrument training lately with one of her students. Oh. She's got a long,
Trust
long
me,
way
I
to
do.
Go.
Trust me, I do.
Oh, wait, I can't even look that far right now. I'm just right, what's right in front
you're
of
right
me.
You're right there, though. I mean, if you're 33 and a half hours,
yeah.
You're there. You need to be studying for your instrument.
Yeah, I got to get on that. I'm still studying for my check ride, my oral.
Yeah, you'll be fine there.
Yeah, so. But yeah.
All right, well, anybody else got any questions, comments, or concerns?
Well, I just want to apologize to the viewers for
the yawn.
Leaving them high and dry a little bit last week.
we could say, you know, we left our viewers high and dry because our computer was not high and
low
dry.
Low and wet, as they would say.
So, we had some technical difficulties with some equipment.
And some leaking in the roof.
And a leaky roof, hence our backdrop is a little bit different here today as we move things around. And you were here last week. In your defense, you were here last week. You were ready. I feel like we would have got a better performance out of you
Absolutely.
Last week.
Yeah. You're I'm way of, more dumpster right now.
Yeah. You're down on No, we really want to thank you. We want to thank our guests. We want to thank the people. We've been having people reach out and want to sponsor us and do stuff. We appreciate that. Keep reaching out. If you guys, you know, the comments, we read all the comments. Cambry reads all the comments. I don't. I just turn the other way and run.
He hates them.
Cambry
he
likes the negative.
I tell him about a comment. Just stop. I can't. Don't tell me. Don't read those comments.
That is true. I do that. But we could go and do that. But no, we really appreciate you coming in and you're so fun and so much energy. And you know, you represent so many different people that are want to do it or maybe on the fence, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping that, you know, if this takes one person that hears your story and is like, I can do it and goes out and get their pilot's license, like this podcast was well
success.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go do it.
Go
do it.
Cambry, closing.
That's it. Go buy a shirt.
Oh yeah, I've got a new shirt on. Have I shown the shirt?
No. Stand up model.
We've got our
it.
new
there we go. New Doc Talks Podcast merch drop. You can buy it on doctalkspodcast.com/shop. Check
it.
Pays
for all of our watered down equipment when we have to spend thousands to replace it. We're able to do that with your guys' purchase. No, we're trying to come out with some real cool swag, so we are doing shirts. We're trying to do shirts every couple weeks.
Yep.
They're hopefully getting better. They're not all sunken beavers. much we as we kinda. Love those, but we're trying to do some other things too. So we will keep putting them out. We got different colors, different options on that. We even got Justin to take one of those home and wear that. So that's what we've got. Thank you guys for coming. We want to, of course, thank our corporate sponsor,
Jim's Gunsmithing.
Hayden, Idaho, if you've got that old grandpa's old 22 or you've got something that you found in a dumpster you need fixed up or you just need anything done, please call Jim at Jim's Gunsmithing. He's not only a friend, he's a great, great gunsmith and full of stories.
Shout out, Jim.
Shout out. We want to thank Logan behind the computer there.
He was awfully quiet today.
He's been awfully quiet because he doesn't have a mic, so we can talk a lot of smack. But if ladies or gentlemen that want to reach out to Logan, it's the Rogers Boy, B-O-I, at Instagram. And what was your on YouTube?
Oh, we're mostly on Instagram.
Where find you?
You're going to find us at Waterwell Boys.
Waterwell Boys, that's B-O-I.
So check him out. Follow him if anybody has any questions for Justin or just wants to find out what type of hair care products he is using.
Argan oil.
All right, guys. Appreciate it as always. We are going to be back to... trying to pump a couple of these out. We're going to do a couple of these over the next few days. I know this is going to be surprise everybody, but me and Logan have come to expect it. Cambry's going on another vacation.
Surprise.
So she'll be gone for another week and a half or 2 weeks here starting next Tuesday. So we've got to get a couple of these in the can so we can get them posted up for you guys.
Sir.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. We've got the best audience out there.
Later.
Later.